Hello, this is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Good afternoon. This is John, Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Did I catch you in an okay time today?
I am stuck in traffic heading north to my parents' cottage right now. So, yeah, I got time. I didn't text you back yet because I'm actually – I think this credit card was mailed to my parents' cottage, actually, which I'm hoping that's the case because my dad said it was supposed to be mailed and it had – I don't know. We're all showing up at the same time. So I'm hoping it's up there because he and I work together and his business mailing address
is registered there.
His cottage. Yeah. So I'm hoping to pick it up and then I'll be ready to roll with this. So
okay. So I was going to check in on.
Oh,
go ahead. I was going to say you might have rolled yourself into a little bit of a beneficial situation by delaying yesterday. So it was a surprise announcement this morning. And again, don't get me wrong. I know I didn't even have to bring this up because you're already ready to go, but you know, I like giving people discounts when we can. My management team just dropped the setup fee. If you remember, the setup fee was $99. So if we are able to sign up today, we'll drop that to zero. So it'll just be the $249, just the standard monthly fee.
Okay. If I gave you a credit card, can we switch it over once I get my new card?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's just do that. I'll give you a card. I don't have anything. I'm driving, so I can give you my card, but I can't give you anything as far as like information details, login for my Facebook or anything like that right now.
Oh no, we wouldn't be doing that right now. All we would be doing is actually, I can ask a couple of questions that you can answer over the phone. Is that okay? I mean, you said you're stuck in traffic. Hopefully it's not too much to ask.
No, I'm going 10 miles an hour for the next, what looks like 15 miles. So I'm free.
What kind of, is it just everyone rushing to the lake for the holiday?
Yeah, it's Michigan. Anyone that's south of the halfway point through Michigan all drive north for these holiday weekends. And I thought I was going to beat it, but I think there's a major accident because on my GPS there's a bunch of cops at the very end of this. So I'm guessing either there's some sort of traffic patrol thing or a bad accident.
Oh, well, hopefully, you know, no one's holiday weekend is too ruined, the people who had an accident, because obviously everyone else is being patient, but geez Louise, that would be a really bad way to start a weekend.
I know, right? No kidding.
Yeah. Okay, well,
Yeah,
it's just over the phone questions just to help my team get started. So, Kyle, okay. I know you have the same first name as my last name, but what is your last name?
It's Trierweiler. Excuse me. It's Trierweiler.
Okay, got it. Trierweiler, right?
Correct.
All right, Trierweiler. Okay, great. So let me just go ahead and get that set up there properly. I can see now why you use the words like true and true line fans, true work on your email address. So it kind of goes in with the way your name is almost split in half on your last name, right?
Yep, exactly.
Nice. Okay. So we do an onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. Obviously, we're not in the office Monday, so what does your schedule look like Tuesday? We start at 10 a.m., and then that'd be 10 to 11 would be the earliest, and then the latest in the day is 6 to 7.
Could we do, 11 to noon on Tuesday?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just noticed a slot was available from 5 to 6 today if you wanted to do it pretty much an hour after this call.
I will be still in the car. So I don't know if it'll be a good time or not.
Okay, no worries. So what time then on Tuesday?
11.
11 to noon?
Yep.
All right, let me get that set up right now. All right, give me 1 second here. And then it's okay, we call this number though, 1585 number, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sending you the invite right now via email, so you'll see that shortly. Okay, it's going to be, again, Tuesday the 28th, 11 to noon. There you go. It'll come from Jay Call at Local Splash. So, and then as far as the questionnaire, so I have the name on the card, obviously, will be under your name as well, correct?
Yeah.
Do you authorize anyone else to make changes to your account on your behalf, like to call in and make changes to your marketing plan?
Yeah, that would be my dad, same last name, obviously. His first name is Daryl. It's spelled D-A-R-Y-L.
Okay, great. And then, like I said, I won't have too many questions here. As far as some of the core keywords you want to be found for, if I go back to your website, let me pull that up again. So obviously, shed, sauna, fence, and gate specialists, right?
Yep. We also, if I wanted to add something, could I do that on the onboarding call as well?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I want to have a conversation with my dad regarding something before I pull the trigger on that one.
Gate installation. And you do mainly like wood fencing, right?
Oh, we do it all. We prefer wood fencing mostly because my dad, he's a lumber broker by trade, so I get wood at a better cost than your average fencing company.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I fell into this whole ordeal.
I mean, when you get supplies cheaper, it's kind of easier to be competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Okay, I see on your website you also do aluminum and vinyl fence, though.
Yep, and steel and a vinyl and aluminum vinyl and chain link, yeah. All that.
Okay, great. So I got all that there. Obviously, anything else you want to do by the onboarding call, you have all weekend to figure that out. Remember, just to reiterate, we can do the website rebuild as part of the service. Do you want us to do that?
Yeah, I would be.
And remember how we were doing it as a separate domain? We're doing it as a separate domain, remember? Where you still maintain this saved in the event you ever have an exit plan, right?
Right.
Okay. Not using anyone else for this type of marketing, right? No Google team or anything like that for you?
Nothing like that. Nope.
Okay. 528. And then I do think I have your Google business profile saved. Yep, there it is there. And you have the required licensing, insurance, whatever is required in your state for what you do, right?
Yep.
Okay. For Facebook, were we doing a brand new Facebook page or we're just connecting to your current one, right?
I want to say you were going to put a new one together that has a little bit of everything. Because my old Facebook page was my privacy fence, which doesn't really jive with our company name as it's
Oh, that's right. And then we're going to run it under TrueLine. We're going to try to do TrueLine construction as much as possible, right? Not TrueLine fence.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The business name officially is still under TrueLine fence, but I'm going to put a note there. You want the web domain to be as close to TrueLine construction as possible, right?
Yeah, actually, our LLC is TrueWrap. WRAP. We have a DBA for TrueLine Fence.
Right. Well, your Google Business Profile still says TrueLine Fence, so that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But the new web domain to be as close to TrueLineConstruction.com as possible.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put, we're going to do a new Facebook profile, needs new Facebook profile built. So the only thing I'll ask from you when we're on the phone is to text over your current personal Facebook profile, like if you can share the link to that so we know what to connect the business profile to.
You just need my actual, like my...
your Facebook page. Yeah, like whatever one is your Facebook page or your dad's, whoever you want to connect it to, just as you may have recalled, if you remember with my privacy fence, the business profile has to be connected to a human being.
Right. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
So if you have like a share button when you pull up Facebook, it looks like the little square with arrow pointing up. Usually that's the easiest way, and it should give you an option to share your profile or share your profile link.
Of course, now my phone's being really slow. Oh, there we go. Got it. You want to just text it next?
Yeah, shoot it back to the 877 number that I had sent you the text from yesterday. Nice. Okay. And then remember, we talked about this yesterday. It's also going to have the analytics of the call tracking, so that way any calls that come in, the number is going to look slightly different. But the main reason for that is so that way you can see what type of call traffic we're generating from our advertising efforts.
Sure. Question regarding that, because I've had several people in your line of work call me and I'll be honest, your prices were way better than everyone else's. Why I was still interested after the first conversation. But if, say, I missed a call from one of those numbers, does Google acknowledge that I missed a call? And it's not often that I don't have my phone on me, but sometimes sometimes I miss calls because I left my phone in the truck or something.
Sure.
Will I get penalized by Google if I don't answer? Because I was told by someone from another company that I ended up not working with that if I miss a call or that Google starts rating me if I don't answer calls from these lines.
It sounds like they were making up a bunch of a hogwash, but, that's fine.
Okay.
Maybe they were talking about something else altogether. I don't really know. I mean, when it comes to so the tracking number is not for that reason. It's just so you and we can justify like what we've done for you, right? Like so,
sure.
Even if you missed a call or you took the call on the back end on the dashboard, which we'll walk you through on Tuesday, like how to access your dashboard, you'll have the data of who called in and whatnot. So that's the whole purpose of the tracking number. That way you'll never actually miss a call, even if you weren't taking it live. You'll see it come in.
Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah. And then we have an app too, like a local Splash app as well that you can access a lot of this from your cell phone. So they'll walk you through that, on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then as far as the cities that you want to prominently market to, would you just name off a few just off the top of your head to get the team started to pinpoint your your target areas?
Ada, ADA, Grand Rapids, Kentwood, Holland, Grand Haven, and Byron Center, Caledonia. Good start.
All right. So let me just make sure I got them all there. Holland, Grand Haven. Wow, you don't mess around. So you don't go as far north as Muskegon, though, right?
Oh, no, we'll go. I'm driving north of I don't know if you're familiar with Michigan at all, but going to Bel Air, which is 2.5 hours north of Grand Rapids, and we've installed fences in Traverse City, which is 2 hours north.
I see Traverse City. Okay.
Yep. So we are not a. I don't want to do that regularly. So it's more of a.
Okay, fair enough.
Special occasion.
So.
Anything, but yeah.
So Muskegon is good for your general target area, then, right?
Yeah, even like Lowell, which is east of Grand Rapids. We go out there quite often. Just didn't pop my head when you asked me that, but yeah.
Okay, I see Lowell. There you go. Lowell. All right, that's going to give us a good baseline, what I just chose there. So now the last couple things here. On your Google Business profile, let me see if I can check it one more time. True Line Fence. Your hours say that you're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Is that what you want it to reflect, or do you want us to make an adjustment?
No, that's right. We do start our days at like 7:30, but we have people that come in at 8 to like look at products or whatever, so that we just try to give ourselves a half hour buffer, and then 5 o'clock is that's right. So.
Oh, so you actually have a storefront that's open to the public too?
Kind of. It is our office warehouse that we share with my, it's owned by the company, but we lease out like 3/4 of it to my uncle's company. And then we just have a sliver of the warehouse, and outside is kind of where we store everything. So we have people that come and buy materials from us if they just want to do it themselves.
Oh, nice.
That's not for
the Oh, that's right. Because you get lumber so cheap. That's why.
Yep. But I don't want to advertise that on my Facebook or on our website just because it's kind of a cluster of how we do it.
Right. I understand. I mean, it's something that you do maybe for like people who know about it, but you're trying to be the installer every single time, right?
Yeah, ideally. Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so we got everything on the questionnaire here. So I'll go through a couple more steps. Hopefully traffic will lighten up at some point for your sake. I'm going to go ahead and wave the...
It's already opened all up for me, so I'm cruising along now.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, then timing is better then, so that way you don't have to be totally stuck by the time we're done here. So, again, we're going to go ahead and waive the setup fee. So, like I said,
okay.
I didn't know about it yesterday. I want to be clear about that. I would never do that to you, Kyle. So I just found out about
fine.
It today.
I appreciate the call and letting me know. I mean, saving $100 is saving $100, right? Definitely.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I was saying. And I knew you were already like excited about it. So it was just one of those things. Hopefully you know that I'm trying to be a stand-up guy too by telling you about a discount that you would have been fine without. So. That's what we do here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So the billing address on the card, 4477 East Paris Ave in Kentwood, right?
Actually, it's my home address for the billing address on that. It is.
Oh, because we're going to use a different card. Gotcha. Go ahead.
Correct. And so, all right. My address is 4560 Harbor View Drive. And that's Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip code on that is 49512.
Okay, so same zip code as Kentwood. All right, and then If you do have your card out, what's the card information there?
All right. It's a Visa, and the number is 4147-2025-6889-5898.
Expiration?
1027.
And 3 digits on the back?
273.
All right. Last couple things, and then we'll wrap this up. So we do allow you to choose a security question because, as you mentioned, there are other people calling you about this. And now they'll start seeing you, and they might even claim that they are connected to us or your Google provider or whatever term they want to use to – unfortunately, there are bad actors out there, just to say the least. So we let you choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as a security question.
Yeah, let's do my mother's maiden name will work.
Okay, and the answer there?
Lippert, L-I-P-P-E-R-T.
L-I-P-P, like Paul, Paul, E-R-T, Tom, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay. All right, got that saved there. Okay, last step, and then I'll go through the card. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, is that something that, if say someone from your company called that wasn't you, they would say, hey, this is so-and-so from Local Splash, the security code is Lippert, or do I have to ask them?
You're close. You're close. Yeah, yeah. So here's what we do, right? So we, moving forward with Tuesday's call, when customer service, onboarding, anyone on the account management side who's not on the sales side, when they call, they'll call from the 877 number. That's why I always send my clients a text message while we're talking so you can save that number quickly on your cell phone as Local Splash. So 877-635-6225, that's the number you'll recognize 95% of the time. Occasionally, I call to check in with clients and whatnot, and, you know, if I'm not memorable, that's okay. We'll do the test on that. But how the test usually works is you ask me what's my security question, and I say mother's maiden name, and then you tell us the answer.
Okay. Got it.
And then what we do is we click validate on our end to make sure we have the answer. So once I typed in Lippert, no one can change that. No one on the back end can make any changes to that. You know, that's the main reason though, is that obviously the 877 number is going to be your first trigger to recognize it's from Local Splash. But again, in the world of online marketing, because a lot of us are Google partners, so, you know, they know, and sometimes they recognize even website models to know that it looks similar to a Local Splash provider. So again, bad actors, they're not always dumb, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah. I know. I've been tricked a few times through my life, unfortunately. So.
Yes. So that 877 number being, yeah, right, exactly. So we try to help you be as careful as possible. That 877 number is going to be the biggest trigger on that, you know, to notice that. But other than that, I'll go into the voice verification portion of the call. Again, this portion of the call is recorded for quality assurance. And for everything that I have here, you know, I'll process the card once we're done doing that. But if you have any questions, Kyle, just let me know as we're going about it, and we'll pause that just to address it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Kyle. Well, thank you again for today's call. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Do you want the LLC or True Line Fence?
What do you show up as on Google?
All right, True Line Fence.
All right, great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Kyle Trierweiler, and I am the manager.
Okay. And as manager, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, we'll take a step, quick pause there, Kyle. You said you may want to change this card later. Just give us a call on the 877 number anytime before next month around this time to change that over, okay?
Will do.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Kyle, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for accepting Tuesday's call at 11 o'clock. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to local splash, which is why we provided you with a security question to verify the call is coming from us in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, we will always call from 877-635-6225, and that is starting with Tuesday's call. Just make sure you save that number as local splash on your contacts. But do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, you also agree to disclose should you start any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. May 24th, 2024. That's the second time today I said that. May 24th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. And then when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 24th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being month-to-month, Kyle, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we'd hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. That would also apply, Kyle, to changing your card over. So just make sure you call us by the 21st if you're changing your card over, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. And do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. Let me get your website set up there. Because I know we're doing the free website as well. All right, so I'll go ahead and process the card payment for $249. You're going to receive a welcome to Local Splash email as you're driving, and then also a text message saying welcome to Local Splash. So whenever you get a moment, whether it's today or any time over the weekend, review the link to your initial invoice. It outlines everything we spoke about these past few days in writing, such as your Facebook ads and website being live within 7 to 14 days. Your Google optimization, while it does take some time, you already have your page on Google, so it should be faster than our promised time, which is outlined in the agreement of 30 to 45 days as far as moving you up the list. But everything else we talked about, the $249 recurring payment is all there as well. Once you review that, if you can check the two text boxes at the bottom, sign as Kyle Trierweiler, and then that should be good to go. If for whatever reason you don't get that completed by Tuesday, our team will walk you through that on the 11 o'clock call, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'll go ahead and process the payment here. Bear with me 1 second. You should get the email shortly. Okay, everything is good to go. And then, like I said, you should get everything via email and text message within the next few moments. And if you have any questions, of course, reach out to me. You still have my contact information. Just so you know, Kyle, when you send us text messages, for example, even if you alert me on the message, I'll get the message. It goes to everyone on the team. So we do try our best to offer that white glove service where when you call, someone's going to answer, even if it's just to get you transferred to the person you really want to talk to, okay? We just want to make sure you always have a voice on the line. Cool. All right, Kyle.
Appreciate that.
Anything else, feel free to reach out at any time. And in the meantime, again, we will look forward to speaking to you Tuesday. Have a wonderful holiday weekend if you're taking that extra day off, and we'll check in when you get back to work, okay?
Thanks, John. You as well. Yeah, we'll talk next week, all right?
Hey, thanks so much, Kyle. Have a good one now. Drive safe.
You too.
Bye-bye.